E.G. White to Burden and Reeser, January 15, 1908. B-46-08. Sanitarium, California, January 15, 1908. Elders Burden and Reeser. Dear brethren, I have words to speak to you. The Lord has a great work to do for His cause in the earth, and He will do it through those workers who will unite with Him. I plead with you, Elder Reeser, to take your stand wholly on the right side. We cannot change the presidency without feeling a deep regret. If you will take your position firmly to counterwork the influence you have exerted against the testimonies of the Spirit of God, then the Lord can accept you. But while you remain in an unsettled condition, having more confidence in your own judgment than you have in the counsel of the Lord, you are doing a work to undermine the confidence of the people in the work of the Lord. I must say to you, Elder Reeser, that there is need for much searching of self, for you have much prejudice to overcome. One seed of unbelief sown in the heart will change the atmosphere of the soul. There is a far-reaching work to be done in counterworking the work of unbelief that has been done. If you will place yourself under the control of the Spirit of God, the Lord will help you to do this. Angels of God are by the side of those who choose to be taught of the Lord and who seek His counsel. Our workers need to counsel often together, that they may know what spirit is controlling them. The workers in the Southern California Conference need to be minutemen. No one is to exalt his own judgment or entertain the thought that he can carry the work in his own way. My brethren, when difficulties arise, do not leave the Lord out of your counsels. Self-ruling will bring no strength to the church. A worker may magnify self to large proportions, but in doing so, he will bring embarrassment to the work and give an example to the church that God never designed it should have. The work that was done in collecting money to lift the school debt in Southern California was not a work of God's ordering. He gave our schools the precious book, Christ's Object Lessons, and He wants that book to be appreciated. The students have lost precious lessons because they have not taken up the work of pushing the sale of these books. There is a most valuable experience to be gained by those who will aid in doing this work for the benefit of our educational institutions. If teachers and students will act their part in this missionary enterprise, angels of God will open the way before them. In this new year, let new methods be recommended. Let parents encourage their children to act a part in the circulation of Christ's object lessons. This will instruct the children in acts of self-denial. The work of selling Christ's object lessons is a work that Christ would have the children engage in, and they themselves will be blessed in the work. Light, precious light, is contained in the book, which every family should follow. Ministry of Healing is another book containing valuable instructions. It is also a gift to the work. Its teachings will do good to those who receive them, as its title suggests. The sale of Ministry of Healing is one way in which the sanitarium is to receive help. Let us take a personal interest in this matter. These two books can be handled separately or together, as may be deemed advisable. And those who read them will see in them precious light. Angels will be beside those who study them to impress minds and hearts. The Loma Linda Sanitarium needs help. It was the Lord who placed this institution in our possession, that we might carry forward His work through its instrumentality. It should have every convenience necessary to make it a blessing to the sick. In the efforts made to build up this work, Satan has tried in every way to discourage, but we must not be discouraged, but aroused to the task of carrying this work successfully. Los Angeles can help to meet the emergency by loaning means or making gifts to provide for the present necessities. There is need of an elevator at the sanitarium. It is also necessary that some other improvements be made and that, as far as possible, the indebtedness be decreased. Let all who possibly can help in the circulation of Ministry of Healing that means may come in for the doing of the work. If at the beginning of this new year we will take hold of this work, the blessing of the Lord will be upon us. The pushing of this enterprise is included in the missionary work to be done for this time. Let all plan to see what can be done. We each need to arouse and be a benefit to the world in which we live. We are to act a part in the saving of souls. The spirit we reveal in words and character will live again in those for whom we labor as their ideal of what a Christian believer should be. When the will and desires are held subservient to the will and plans of the Lord, the soul will be as the garden of God, filled with all manner of pleasant flowers and fruits. The first chapter of 2 Peter contains valuable instruction for every worker. Read this chapter and understand it for your individual selves. It is your privilege to secure the everlasting life insurance policy there brought to view.